Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. That's right. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Back at work. God, let's just
We're back,
start.
Baby!
We're back right where we
2018.
Left. We might as well. Hi, everybody. Happy 2018. How are you? Happy New Year, everybody.
Who's lighter and tighter?
Not me. I'm starting 2018 with not only veganism, but restricted calorie veganism, which means veganism isn't fun.
Veganism sounds like a bad disease.
Veganism, when you're able to eat massive, you know, calories, you can do any kind of program.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where veganism now, this is going to be the real test, because it's going to be, I don't want to call it calorie restricted, but it's going to be calorie managed veganism, which is harder than calorie managed other foods, in my opinion. I'm not even sure, because I would eat a bowl of whole wheat pasta with garbanzo beans as big as your head. I'd eat that. It would be huge. So that to me was not testing myself at all. Plus the two holidays. That will be a very big part of the show today, Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, where sure. I will discuss departing momentarily from veganism. And by the way, Carl and I had a discussion about this. This is not going to be, I'm not going to be the kind of person that goes to a party or a restaurant and I make sure that I'm looking at all the ingredients and stuff. We're going to do the best we can, but we're not going to obsess over that. But it is a clean way of eating.
You're a realist. You can't exist, you know, like counting every scrap of ham or beef that might have grazed against your meal.
No, but there's a lot of processing involved in foods that involves animal products as well. So you could probably drive yourself pretty crazy. And there are people that do it and do it successfully. But also, when I go up to Maine, you know, we're talking about crab meat and lobster, and there will be a pescatore. Pescatore in Maine. So there's flexibility. I'm not going to be one of those people, but
will you be a pescatarian maybe when the summertime rolls around?
I would have no choice. I can't tell my buddy Zach, who brings lobsters by the house on Friday, that I'm not going to eat his lobster. I have to have seafood up in Maine. I have to. It's part of who I am. But the fact is, for now,
any weight on veganism?
No, I have not. But I also will tell you that getting back to the calories, I think, you know what? I haven't weighed myself, Oscar. I'll weigh myself tomorrow. I'll weigh myself tomorrow, and I will get back to you on that, and I'll let you know whether.
That's fair.
But to be honest, I base it on the way I feel, you know, in my clothes, and the way I feel in my clothes today on the first show day of 2018 can best be described as. yeah, that's it.
A noted change. Right.
I just feel like a little bleoted.
Okay.
Otherwise things are hunky dory and fine.
Something similar happened and I kid you not. It was on New Year's evening, Eve, right?
Right.
New Year's Eve evening.
So Sunday night.
Yes. I was showing the kids all these pictures I had of them as kids through Apple TV, just streaming it to the phone, to their television. And they said, Oscar, you look so young. What year was that? And
oh,
I was
no.
like, well, you know, the sands of time, right? I said, let me look at that year. The year was 2017.
Oh, 1 year ago.
Yes. And it was so.
Welcome to married life, Oscar.
It was
so
painful. And he said, well, something must have happened. He goes, let's find out through your picture, Steel Oscar. Luca, who's 12 now and wants to know every detail of where my life went wrong.
Yeah, he's a member of the Bloodhound Gang.
And, right.
They ask questions. How old is Luca now?
He's 12.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The questions about life begin in earnest at 4.
Yeah.
I can say that right now. Yeah. At 4. That's
so
the way that goes.
He pinpointed the day I fell off, essentially. I stopped being fit and stop not having just one chin to the day after, like a week or 2 weeks after my wedding. That's what he said. He said, why did you stop working out, Dios?
12-year-olds don't have a filter. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you suck.
Yeah. It's scary because remember, it was a few Christmases ago when I was on that Wait Not television ad.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they have on this day, and you can flip through and see where you were at in different years. And it's really like watching a stop motion movie of a man dying. Because I swear to you.
You look better than you've ever looked on that Wait Not. You prepared for that Wait
Not. Well, but right? I will not. I would be lying if I didn't tell you that after I got home from the shoot for that television ad, a weight loss ad, I said to Carrie, I'm going to make from scratch caramel.
True story.
True story. Yep. But you know what?
Great. It was all over after that.
Great organization, Wait Not. But and they worked for me for a while. But
how much was that the fastest you'd ever gained it all back?
You could see it actually happening. It looked like a time lapse, like a time lapse of preparing for the Macy's parade. Yeah. I was inflating.
But it's good. You don't bang yourself up for being in that commercial where you were at your thinnest,
you
which out in Hollywood.
Amazing.
He looks amazing, but if he was in Hollywood, he would be considered morbidly obese.
Still.
Yes.
Even in that commercial.
You look at the guys that are in the, you know, in Hollywood, and I do all the time. I look at guys down here. I look at guys down here that are super young. I have conversations with guys that are talking about yesterday. I am on the driving range at Cocoonville National.
Right.
And I am on the driving range and I'm talking to this guy and he's talking about the fact that he was 171 right now. Ugh. And he would like, no, he was 178 and he wants to get back down to 174. And I was saying, you know, that's a 4 pound weight loss. That's a 4 pound waist. And I said, well, I can show you how. You want to see how I lose 4 pounds? And he said, how? And I went, phew. Because it's just such a fart.
You and I, four pounds varies through from noon till sundown.
No,
it could happen.
You have to put a zero on it.
Right.
In order for us to have significant difference in weight. And that's the way it is. But getting back to the whole thing, this will be the test, and I will get back to you probably in 2 weeks and let you know how it's going, because I kind of think, this is just me, I think
here
I'm going to go, I'm going to wig out. I think I'm going to be really, really, like, ridiculously hungry. But the other thing about veganism, and this is the thing that, look, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not talking about any miracle feeling, any new energy or anything. I am going to tell you this, that when you do this kind of eating, and then you go back and you enjoy something rich, like the pie that Carla made for New Year's Eve, and I ate a slice of it, about that big. That's how big the slice of pie was. I ate it, and about 10 minutes later, I felt like I was going to die.
Yeah, it's poison. It's poison.
I felt like crap. Oh. I felt like crap. Last night, last day of the vacation, last day of the holiday, New Year's Day, the last thing I put in my body, I took another one of those little pieces of pie. Within 10 minutes, the exact same feeling. I was too stupid to realize it, and that was it.
You better have another piece just to make sure it's the pie.
Right.
It might be the time of day.
Yeah. Hold on. Carla just left the house. Let me just do this for a second. All right. Hold on a second. I just got to put her on a speaker for a second here. And just,
Oh, okay. No, he's calling her up.
I completely understand that.
Yeah. The cleaners came.
It's like you're on drugs. And then you stop taking drugs, and you have the you have the shakes, right?
Yeah.
But then you take it again, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, he's got hit of insulin.
He's got to build up a resistance to pie.
Wonder how his toes are.
Oh, they're gone.
Hello?
Hey, you know you walked by the window and you didn't say goodbye. You didn't wave goodbye to me.
I didn't.
Are you still mad at me?
Oh. I've had a bad morning.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
All right. Just checking. Whoa. You're on the show right now. I just
can you ask her a one
Oscar
on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad a morning it's been?
I know. What is Carla's number
probably
today?
Probably an 8.
Oh.
An 8?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's high.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much am I responsible for the 8?
10.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and that's
I'll be honest, 9.
Okay, just 9.
Okay. You've given the boys a lot of joy this morning, but can you come back and just wave at me?
No.
Huh?
Oh.
I've got to go.
Okay, bye. Bye. So there'll be some new developments in 2018. That's my prediction.
I like the fact that on a scale of 1 to 10, the chance of her waving to you is absolutely a 1.
It's a 0. It's a Z.
Only
it's
if we offer 0 as a choice.
Mike, what happened this morning?
Yeah, what was so bad?
First call 2018.
10 minutes before I'm getting ready to jump in the shower and prepare for the show, and I'm finishing up my show prep, and I'm told they knock on the door, and the you know, the cleaners are here. I didn't know that was happening, and then that it all kind of degenerated from there. But
got it.
Yeah, it's
always Guada.
She's beautiful.
She's good.
Just doing a wonderful job. Had a very
scale of 1 to 10. How's she doing?
I don't speak enough. There was not a lot of communicating.
What about Maria Rosa?
Maria
Is it a
Rosa?
Team? Usually they come in teams.
No, there was everything's fine. Everything's okay.
May I ask a question in retrospect?
Yes.
Do you regret making that phone call?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's just I thought things were okay, but I guess they weren't. Mm. I guess they weren't. You know, it was just a
was
week
the
of
tell the tell no wave when she walked by.
Yeah. She knows that. She knows that. She didn't. She usually gives me a little wave with the little guy and stuff like that. Yeah. You know. And but that's you know, I'm not going to let it take me out of my game today.
No, good. We're here to entertain.
Yes, it's a brand new year and a brand
new
year.
People know my reputation with the ways of love, and you know, right now I give my future a good solid 80%.
That's great. That's
yeah,
a C plus,
better
20%.
Than 50.
Yeah,
that's you know, and hey, they, you know, they, I just do the best I can. I do the best I can. I truly do.
It's sad that you made that call. I'm sorry you made that call,
Mike. Yeah, I'm in the same doghouse you are, but it has to do with my mother. Getting along with my my wife now.
Oh, that's a recurring theme.
Yeah, it has been for some time.
Quote of the holiday, as I was singing on New Year's Eve, whatever song I was singing because I was hammered.
I hate that song, by the way. I hate that song. I hate that song. I hate that song. It's the worst song in holiday lore.
Auld Lang Syne.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I wasn't singing that song. I was singing some other song. But I was
hammered. Feliz Navidad?
Something.
Yeah.
And
the unicorn.
And Shannon told me, she goes, she's in a weird way, in a funny, not funny way. She was being rude. She said, please stop singing because I'm not a great singer, right?
What?
And then my mom said, let him sing. He always used to be a happy boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Oh, that is so like out of the brain, into the mouth, out into the ether, foreign. That is just like so. That's like when my wife number one's mom was looking at Burt Parks hosting the Miss America pattern and said, Mike, look at that guy. He's got the good job. Oh. They can't help it.
No, they
can't. They're the mother of their boys. Yeah. You know? And she was the mother of her daughter, and she was not happy with it.
We had a big family get together on the 26th, and the most common question asked, are you still doing that computer thing?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all very much. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
How's the computer thing working out?
I know. The
just
computer
fine.
Thing. That's it. But see, that's it. I you know, you do the best you can.
The best
and
you can.
With
best
what God
to,
gives you. Yeah.
Here's to 2018.
I'm going to give 2018, right now, I'm going to give it a 9.
Also capped by, I set up the nativity scene at my sister's house.
Yes.
And the old snow village at my sister's house, because she didn't have time because she was so busy hosting. I get it, right? And it took hours to set up because they have fake snow and lights, a big village.
Right.
And then she said, who knew you were creative? And
Wow. Wow.
Nobody knows what I do for a living. Mm-mm. All I do is help create.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least the two of you didn't ruin Christmas.
Hey, there's that.
We'll take a break, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I guess this is our first chance, first show we've done live show.
Right.
So happy New Year. We hope it's a happy nice, New healthy, Year. Happy, safe New Year. How many made New Year's resolutions? Let me be honest. How many have broken one already? How many of you are planning to break the rest during the monologue? That's what I thought. I made two resolutions. Do you make any resolutions?
One.
What? Can you tell me?
Again, losing more weight. I always like to lose weight. What did you do?
I made a resolution not to eat so many fatty foods.
Right.
And I'm going to pay the extra $3 for the blow dry at Supercuts. Did you make any resolutions?
Yes, I did.
Would you share them with us?
Doc.
Well, yes. I have resolved never to mess around with another trumpet player's spit key.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on last year, yeah.
And it's so hard.
I can't think of anybody I'd rather start the New Year's with than you, well, as a guest. Good to see you.
Johnny, I feel the same way.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Jimmy
Did you
Stewart.
Make any resolutions?
I forgot.
Did you ever used to make resolutions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what?
Smoke and cigarettes.
You quit that.
And talking faster.
Anytime you need a straight man, just give me a call. I'll sit here and set this stuff up all night long.
Happy New Year!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Happy 2018. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show. It's a computer thing we do with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's a new year and a great time to make a new start, like refinancing or buying a new home. But it's hard to make the fresh start when you don't know what you're doing, but that's okay. You just need to find the experts that have your best interests in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. Higher interest rates are coming soon. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate, but you got to act now. Right now, days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us, they are our neighbors, and they're good people. They even like Oscar.
Hey.
Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Happy New Year from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial.
Do you know why they like Oscar down there?
Why is that?
Because he's creative.
He is very
creative.
Who knew? Very, very, very creative.
Who knew he was creative?
Okay, I got to get right to this to get it off of my chest and discuss the fact that we enjoyed the Christmas in the west southern part of Florida.
Right.
And I enjoyed not having to travel. It was, I believe last night or this morning we were discussing the fact that, before all hell broke loose, we were discussing the fact that this was just one of those non-doing, and it was a Rob Spiewak vacation. It was, we didn't do anything, we didn't go anywhere, we just hung out. That's
it. Because last year you were in Maine, right?
Last year was up in Maine, and it was gray, and it would have been a white
Depressing.
Christmas. It would have been white Christmas up in Maine, but, going to where there's snow is not that big a deal. By the way, I think they're going to get whacked this week with another major. You guys might be getting a major snowstorm. You never know down there. Of course, even if there's a chance of a flurry in Washington, D.C., are they already hyping a little bit? Are they already starting to
Here's what everyone was screaming is that no matter what happens, it's so cold, everything is going to stick to the road.
Six degrees.
Yeah, so that's what their panic is right now.
Yeah, the eastern seaboard and all the cold cities, people are getting back to work and so miserable that now the only thing that's going to garner ratings on television news is the fact that you're going to talk about a paralyzing blizzard coming to a city, and then everybody will get excited and think that they, what people want. This is the irrefutable fact of life when you live in a cold weather city and you're working and slaying the dragon Monday through Friday. What you wish for after the holidays are over is you wish for a paralyzing storm that will prevent you from having to do the drudgery
sure.
of your drone existence, and that's it. And so the only thing after the holiday that you've really got going for you, if you're in the great majority of us that slay the dragon for a living, is the fact that you want something to interrupt the routine, because the routine is not all that pleasant. We are exceptions to the rule. We are exceptions to the rule for two reasons. I am down here in the southern part of Florida, and you guys are up there, but you're doing this radio thing, which is, look, any way you slice it, it's a fun job.
Yeah.
I'm having more fun now than if the microphone was turned off and I was on the phone.
Yes.
So that's really that's really where we come down on this. But would it not be accurate that the people that sit on the Beltway in Washington, D.C., that sit on the super slabs of Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York City, Boston, it's the same drudgery. They don't want to deal with it. So
right.
all you've got right now between now and, say, springtime are massive snowstorms that can paralyze a city. And everybody goes, oh, hot cocoa, and I can f*** off for a while.
Yeah, that's the curveball, because ever since before Halloween, all eyes were on the prize of Christmas. Well, that's gone. Mm. And so what have you got to look forward to now except the
nothing.
Unexpected blizzard?
And if you have a team that happens to be, you know, for example, the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the Buffalo Bills. Not the Sabres. They lost yesterday in the Winter Classic. But the Buffalo Bills, you know, congratulations. First time, I think, in 18, 19 years they're going to the playoffs. That's it. So you take the sport thing out, and that's it. It's the weather. Would I be
You're
reasonable?
Correct.
You're absolutely
You're
right.
The only issue with January, and now I guess the modern technology, is that you can technically stay home, but people expect you to work because mm-hmm. you can dial in and telework anytime,
sure,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing. And if you have a family, it's probably nice that if your kids are home, you don't have to hire a babysitter. You get to maybe go sledding with them or type out a few TPS reports and then get right. back to the grind, right?
Exactly. It's the grind. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and you know, and I really have to say that even with this morning is, I think, a reaction to we had a very nice holiday overall. We had a very chill holiday. It was actually quite pleasant, wonderful Christmas with the little guy. But there was one tiny little departure from that. Well, it really wasn't tiny. I was having my brother-in-law, Paul, and my sister, Kathy, and our next-door neighbor, Diana, who's wonderful. We've gotten very, very close very quickly. They're a wonderful couple that moved in. They're not here all the time, but they're just from back east, and it's just we have a good relationship with them. And so she was going to be on her own in between family coming down, and we invited her over for Christmas dinner. So a small group, and I was going to depart from veganism. And we were going to make a standing rib roast.
Mm.
And I always thought that was a funny name for the product, a standing rib
What's
roast.
What's the difference?
Because it doesn't have legs, as far as I'm concerned.
it's actually, understand. The ribs are laced up, so it appears to be upward. It's standing, sort of. But it has no legs.
But
it's
ribs. Can you go down?
What do you mean?
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
A sitting rib roast?
Well, that would just be a rib roast.
Wow. Well, what's the difference?
Well, one is laced up and it's fancy. It almost looks like a crown.
Well, it's not laced up.
Am I not thinking of the right thing that looks like a crown?
I don't know. You're BSing is what you're doing. Like you worked in the grocery store and you had to answer these questions all the time.
No, I never
did
the
what
beef.
You did in
beef
the grocery
was
store
union.
It carried into the show. Where do you really know what you're talking about, or are you making it up?
Is this? Am I thinking of a crown rib roast?
Where I don't
the
know.
Bones stick up. Do you have
I
to lace it?
I'm the one that asked the question. I don't know why it's called a standing rib roast.
Well, I will find out because I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
It was a roast beef with bones in, with
laces
the rib bones
out.
In. Laces out. It was bone in.
Yeah, it
had
it was.
It had the rib bones in it, and I was going to cook it for 5 people.
Okay.
5 people. And my son's not going to eat that much. So really 5 people, not 6. That's what it was going to be. And as the time got near, I started to, and when I'm talking about that, within 24 hours, I start thinking about preparing this rib roast. Mm. I haven't really cooked one of these things in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember the last time I cooked one. So I started to, you know, think about the meal. And we're planning the meal a few days in advance because it's a holiday dinner and it's supposed to be special.
A standing rib yeah. roast is also known as the prime rib. It's a cut of beef from the primal rib, one of the 9 primal cuts of beef.
It's what we had.
And what I was thinking of is a crown rib roast where they actually take the roast and tie it to look
from
like
Game
a crown.
Of Thrones.
Well, perhaps. I don't know. I don't look at that program. But this is a bone-in prime rib.
I would think that would be like Star Wars. That would be... That,
well, we don't have HBO, except now we do, because I had a great fight with DirecTV over the vacation. And now
you think
I have...
he can dive in, Oscar? You think he can dive into this season that comes up?
Absolutely.
But I have
when are they going to come back? When's it coming back? Like 2019 or something like that? It's ridiculous. So anyway,
dive into the first season. And if you dive into the first season, you'll have enough time by the time the last season comes along.
To be ready.
They'll be ready.
I'll get them to watch it. Watch this. Lots of nudity.
Oh, I'm in.
Yes. And food.
Yeah. Come here, Robert. Look what she's doing.
And incest.
And incest.
Oh, I love incest.
You don't want to have your kid in the room.
But I should tell you this, Mike. DirecTV, DirecTV gave me free HBO for life.
For life?
For life.
Oh, yeah.
I have never gotten that before.
You made a comment about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an exciting night. Yeah, I'd been drinking. I didn't think I'd do that well, but I did real well.
I followed everything that went on with you.
Oh, what a marvelous holiday you must have had.
Yeah, it was delightful. We'll get to you in a minute. No, but you leave it in Facebook. You don't leave it here. So, I mean, you know, I know what you did. You got a good deal and you bitched about stuff and they gave it to you for free.
Right, for
and
life.
Everybody wants you to, for life. That's good. So anyway, getting back to the rib roast.
Yes, the crown.
I read about it and here's exactly what happened. The prime rib that I'm cooking, I overthought it.
How? In what way?
Well, in multiple ways. All right. Now, let me explain how this works. You can read about the YouTube is a wonderful source of putting stuff together. Do you remember when Rob called about the Weber company and did the same thing he did with free HBO for life and got the Weber company to send me an igniter?
A starter, yeah. Fire starter.
I went to YouTube and said, installing an igniter on a Weber, and I watched it, and I had it put in within 15 minutes. I put that thing in myself.
Solid.
It was
cool.
Probably more like a half hour, because you have to take out the bottom part. And I didn't have to connect every single burner. I just put in the new package.
Oh, good.
And it worked beautifully, and now it's good to
Boom,
go.
Bam.
It's ready to go. But I did this with the rib roast, and YouTube had maybe 30 different versions of what to do. All right? It's not just what I should have done is what's the temperature, put it in the oven, take it out at the appointed time, and that's it. No. The whole thing they want you to do with a rib roast is to sear it, is to put it in at a very high temperature and then cook it. I cannot tell you, I was so confused by Showtime with this roast. And then then you've got the point of you have to take this thing out at the appointed time when you're going to serve it. Because when you take a roast out of the oven and let it sit there, yes, you want to rest it, but if you let it rest too long, it's still going to continue to cook. So the bottom line is, with a roast, you take the thing out when it's at the right temperature and you carve into it. And that's what prevents the cooking. If you leave, let me start again.
Where did you go wrong?
Yeah.
This is where I went wrong. Okay, I was saying, some people say you sear it at the beginning, 500 degrees, and there was one particular recipe that said sear the bird, sear the roast.
And it was a bird, it was a chicken prime rib, right? Very tiny.
They said sear the roast at 450, 500 degrees, and then return it to the oven and turn the oven down and cook it. Another one said you add up the amount of pounds and multiply it by 5, and then you sear it for that many minutes, and then you put it in the oven and turn the oven off and close the oven. You never open the oven, and you leave it in there,
oh, that's
and then you
nonsense.
Do another multiple.
That's
well,
nonsense.
Carla said that too. She said it was nonsense, you know, but she's mad at me anyway, so I'm not.
But she wasn't mad
her.
Then.
No, she's mad now. But the fact is, so I didn't want to do that. Where I came down with was a searing and then a lowering of the temperature, and then take it out and let it rest. Here's where I went wrong. I put it in too early, and the guests had not arrived yet. And I realized, okay, I went back to YouTube, and I read, I see a little blurb, or it might have been just an article, might not have been YouTube, might have been online, that they say if you take it out and open your oven and shut the oven off and let the bird rest...
The bird.
Let the roast rest for 15 minutes and then put the oven back in. You can let it hang in there for a couple hours and serve it when it's ready. That's what I did. That's what I take it out after about an hour and 15 minutes, and I put it on the counter. And I said, okay, well, it's rested already. It doesn't need to rest now. I cut into it in the middle just to see what's going on, and I've got throughout the entire, from one end until the other end, I have moist meat that is the color of a battleship.
Yep.
It is gray. It is gray. There is not 1 ounce of that beautiful, ridiculously overpriced slab of beef that is even close to being medium or medium well. It is well done through the entire, and I cut into this thing and I said, I'm going to serve this. I've got 4 people that are out on the patio going, blah, 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 Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And I realize I've got, and so I had there's no option here. I said, okay, dinner is served. And instead of saying dinner is served, I said, the pot roast is ready. The pot roast is ready, people. Thank you. I hope you all enjoy it. Yes, sirree. Pot roast is ready. Thank you.
Could you taste the difference?
This is when everyone started to laugh and everyone began to be nice. Now, I should mention that prior to taking the roast out and cutting into it, I actually looked on YouTube and was creating a beef gravy that was going to go over mashed potatoes. Okay. I will tell you how that went when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, I screwed Christmas for my whole family.
Oh, I couldn't have been as bad as all that.
Come to Mike O'Mara's Amateur Kitchen and have a crappy dinner. Blown wide open by me. We'll take a break. Come right back, everybody.
2018 is a new year, and it's here with a new attitude on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rocking a new hip and now vegan-powered. Rob Spiewak. Celebrating a quarter century on a quest for the perfect weight loss plan. Oscar Santana. Adjusting to married life with his scholarship winner. And Pony Boy.
Still smoking.
The fun is waiting for you now on the all-new TMOS app. With all the shows, access to Wide Open Wednesday, and the TMOS Amazon portal. Download it today and get a new attitude of hilarity.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, I can't start my day without shaving with my Harry's, the closest, most comfortable shave of my life. I love Harry's. I love their shave gel. I think I'm going to put it on biscuits. Listen, as a special offer for
vegan.
Our listeners, we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Here's a true story. Jeff and Andy, they're two regular dudes. They were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. So they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience and backed all their products with a 100% guarantee. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading blade razor, by selling directly to you over the internet. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Harry's is offering shave sets that include German-engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel. That's the best. I told you about that. It smells amazing. And special limited edition handles that you can even get engraved. Don't wait. Get $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. Remember those 4 magic letters, TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And thank you, Harry's. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, it was just... I want to make sure I get things in kind of chronological
so,
over here. Because
not a crown roast, not a rump roast, not a pot roast.
A prime rib roast.
Yes.
Right. It wasn't USDA prime. It's called the prime rib. So it's a prime rib roast.
How much does that run these days?
It was $3,000, Oscar. No. It was a $3,000
roast.
Well,
I'm always curious about meat and how much it costs.
Mrs. O'Mara bought it, so I can't give you the exact number. She bought it at the warehouse known as Costco.
I got it.
Ah, yes.
And
all
so,
the fine meats there.
That's where she got it, and she bought it, and now we froze it. We bought it 2 days early, and we froze it, and then thawed it for 24 hours, and it was fine. But it came out gray. In between, I was making a dripping gravy, and I looked that up on YouTube. And by the way, those guys can kiss my Irish ass. All the British guy with the lisp this is the best gravy you will ever make. This is absolutely fantastic. Whoever Jamie Oliver. That's
oh him,
name.
Yes.
Jamie Oliver.
The naked chef.
A bonbon.
This is the best gravy you ever have. The gravy will be fantastic.
And I'm like, okay, I'll use his recipe.
This is going to be perfect gravy. It's going to be fantastic.
And so I'm making the dripping gravy, and I put the ingredients in. And at this point, I said, okay, let's give Carla a little taste. And Carla takes a little sip, and she goes, and she's being really, because they're guests around. Mm-hmm. She's right. Not being honest. And she's being very, very sweet to me. And she goes, it's a little salty. And I said, okay, oh. Well, let me try a little. let me try a taste myself. And I take a taste and I go, It was.
Oh, no.
I put stock in it. I put cream in it. I put milk in it. I put more stock in it. This was, and I said, Paul, come over here. And Paul took a little sip. He said, I'm not sure about the gravy, but, and then this is when the line of Christmas was delivered. He said, I'm not sure about the gravy, but I might bring it back to Boston to de-ice my steps.
Oh, yes.
So.
Now, did the gravy recipe call for salt out of the chute?
No, it was not only had I overcooked the roast.
Yes, you seasoned
it. But Carla had brought from her friend Melissa's house this Midwestern two seasonings that you're supposed to combine that is supposed to flavor the roast and it's supposed to be incredible. I believe it was supposed to be used like salt and pepper sprinkling
in. Sure.
I used it as a rub.
Okay.
So I put too much of the salt on it. Which is extremely hard to do.
Yeah.
Not only did I overcook this piece of meat, but I oversalted it. And then I served my pot roast to everybody. And by the way, our neighbor brought mac and cheese. Carla had glazed carrots and a beautiful mashed potato dish. She made what's called a hummingbird cake.
Ooh.
Oh, I've had it.
Which is just fantastic. Everything was a hit except my meat. My meat was sitting in the middle of this table, and everybody was super polite. My neighbor actually took the rib bones home, and she cooked them for her. She made something on the film. She said they were fantastic, and they were pink in the middle. I said, well, that's the only pink in the entire. So she
it's
was.
Sad
I mean, she
when
not,
the best but, thing from your main dish is the bones.
So classy. So I mean, really. So we have the classiest neighbors. They just could not have been more just gracious and kind.
Boy.
And but I know that I had blown it. And then, my brother-in-law, who spent the entire summer talking about, untuck it. What's this untuck it thing? What's this untuck it? You want to buy a shirt, you just untuck it. You don't need a special shirt that says untuck it. So I bought him an untuck it shirt.
Oh, that's great.
Like he sent it to me 40 times. That was the best part of my Christmas.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was, but the thing is, after
was the meat even passable? Because that's a great cut of meat.
Yes, it was edible and it was moist. It was gray.
Good.
But it was moist. It was moist, and if you cut around the crust of it, you didn't go. Right, that, it was. It, but really, but for that cut of meat, even though I'm a vegan, I it's the same thing with why I play golf. You want to right the ship. I want to make another one at some point. I want to make another one just to see how I can do it and see if I'm capable of doing it. That's how upset I was about that. But we're not eating that anymore.
Make it and have neighbors over.
Yeah, well, I don't know if
squash.
I think I'm retiring from cooking. I don't think that I'm going to have neighbors over anymore.
No, but you are.
But I'll cater it.
At the base, you're a good cook, though.
I've made vegan pasta dishes since then. But as far as I am now 0-3. I made the shrimp dish with Colonel Colburn and Nancy Colburn. I had our friends, the Millers, come over, the other DJ down here, the guy, and I cooked beef bourguignon, and I blew that. It had a weird, aftertaste to it. Like somebody cooked a Nike in it, like a Nike sneaker. It was terrible. And then so after this was over.
Oh, you made that Paula Deen stuffing once, too.
That was crap, too. Anything where you have to, follow a recipe online. If I wing it myself and don't think and I just go into the kitchen, that's maybe the way I should do it.
That's what I'm saying. Deep down, the soul, you have the soul of a good cook. Don't give up.
Yeah, well, the only other thing that happened, I didn't do anything bad, But I did begin to drink in earest as soon as I realized I'd ruined the dinner. I'd been having a sip of Irish whiskey prior to dinner, and then I began to drink red wine after that. And so the order of the cast leaving the set of the Dick Van Dyke Show was neighbor left, Kathy and Paul, they went back to their place, and then Carla went to bed. And all I know is there were wine droplets on the carpet underneath my easy chair when I woke up in the morning. And that I had
did Santa leave those?
No, it was just me putting together Lego toys the day after Christmas because it was horrible. One of the worst hangovers I've ever had.
How was Little Michael's Christmas?
Yeah.
Little Michael's Christmas, thanks in large part to wonderful gifts from others like you, Oscar. It was wonderful that he got his little mat, his big keyboard where he steps on it, and he got a Playmobil prison that was a prison. In fact, Judge Mearsman came over one day. I said, "Hey, Judge, look, this man used to send people to places like that." Michael, he got a big kick out of that, and what else? He got
a
Lego.
Judge.
He's in a Cops and Robbers right now.
So
he's
got, awesome.
He's got, and then I had to get him to stop because he was saying it in front of people, saying, "I love guns."
Oh,
and you know, I said, "Quiet, Michael Dukes." So I had him.
Little shooter.
Little shooter. That's pretty funny.
Did the slot cars make it?
What kind of?
What are the slot cars?
I set him a set of slot cars.
No.
Oh, no. Okay, let me follow up. They're supposed to be there on the 25th.
What are slot cars?
Little, you know, you assemble tracks,
yes,
and you plug in the electricity.
Oh, fun.
And you use the trigger.
Yeah.
You know, before you do that, I might go out and check. Oscar sent this walking standing keyboard and a keyboard. And the keyboard we did not open because it was simply too much, Oscar.
Okay.
And the fact is, he is actually going to start piano lessons, but there might be a box in there that we mistook for that part of that keyboard that might be what you sent.
I hope
that's
so.
The size of it is the slot cards.
Because that was sent mostly for Daddy. A little bit for my godson, but mostly for Daddy.
If that's the case, I'll open it up today and maybe surprise him because he's out with his mama today.
Oh, so, cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
But the thing is, and they're driving up north forever. But anyway, that's...
Their slot car is on 95 North, and they're in it.
They're taking their slot cars away forever. Happy 2018, everybody.
They heard the wings open at Jimmy's.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
We're taking a slot car to visit Grandma. Yeah.
We have to have a chat about that one. Okay, well, that's it. Merry Christmas. We'll come back and have more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every bloody...
Wide Open Wednesday with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
I don't recognize the voice.
Recognize.
Is this Merle?
No.
Were you at the show in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to a few hundred. Are you Lena Gilmore?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
That's great, because the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be in your hometown of Las Vegas next year. But until then, you can keep in touch with TMOS by calling on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE.
Ew. Gross.
That's my favorite part at the end when he does the phone number like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. It really, really is my favorite app. I really, really love the fact that I can get any magazine I want. And the golf magazine content has video features, which I don't talk about enough. The fact is, a lot of these magazines that you open up on your smartphone or your tablet not only have all the magazine content from over 200 magazines, which is fantastic in and of itself, but the fact is they offer you curated collections just for you, and they also have little video blurbs like from My Golf Digest, which I adore. It's totally searchable. That's Texture.
Do they have cooking magazines?
They do, and I should have probably spent more time. I could have found probably the Uber recipe for a rib roast if I'd used texture, but I didn't because I'm dumb. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your texture-free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over a 30% off their listed price. With texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again, because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Okay, here we go. Now, the fact is that for the holiday, the New Year's holiday, Rob Spiewak had some fun. Had some fun and had himself a little gag that he decided he would put up on Facebook. And when did you get the divine inspiration to post a map of Times Square and do this little playlet that you were actually in Times Square, where nothing could have been further from the truth?
Well, Friday morning, Carrie and I had to get both our cars had to get oil changes. Yes. So we're waiting in the waiting room, and it's, you know, it's hell. There is one TV, it's on CNN, and we're just watching the same repetitive news feed over and over
again. Do you go to the lube or the go?
No, actually go to the Kia dealership, because we're covered there for the first year of the car. And so we're watching.
Both of you have to go?
Well, no, we dropped hers off at the tire store, and then, but because we had to have two people to ferry the cars around.
Oh.
So we dropped hers off,
yes.
Then went to my place at the Kia, and we're waiting.
Got it.
Nicer waiting room there. And the CNN keeps saying, yeah, they got power bars and stuff. So
power bars!
Power bars! And so the TV kept saying, it's going to be the coldest New Year's Eve at Times Square in 75 years. People are going to be dangerously cold, and you must be careful and all this. And I said, hey, Carrie, hold on a second. Check your phone. And she looked, and I had just typed that we had just made it through security, and we had found our place in Times Square, and tagged ourselves in Times Square in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to have a good laugh about it. But then people started being concerned that we were there, and it was going to be so cold. I said, well,
this is 3 days prior
exactly
to New Year's Eve.
Yes. So like, anyone, we made it through security on Friday morning.
The first correction I will give you is you say, people became concerned. No, there were maybe one out of 20 who was a dumbass that actually thought you were really there.
But
anyone
also,
well, anyone like to, with any brainwave activity immediately knew.
The defense would like to.
The vast majority knew.
The defense would like to call to the stand Dan O'Brien. Dan.
I'm a dumbass. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, no. Dan?
Yep.
You're not a dumbass.
No, I am.
You want to believe that Rob wouldn't lie to you.
Well, if there's one thing I think about Rob, it's that I'm a believer. And when you post something on Facebook, I'd like to think it's real.
You're a borderline Rob mobber.
Yeah.
That's being too kind to Rob. But when he posts saying that he's going to be in New York City on New Year's Eve, I'm thinking, you know what? Good for Rob. He really deserves a win right now.
But three days out?
I thought that you were making a trip out of it, you know, taking the family out, having a good time.
Rob's whole life is a win.
Yeah.
His whole life is making my life look like a dumbass. So.
Well, you know, in this particular case, you helped your cause.
Can I say, I was looking for Rob on New Year's Eve.
On television?
On TV. Steve Harvey was hosting.
Dan, hold on. He's babbling. The thing is, Dan actually believed the whole thing. I wrote, with your last post was from this ruse that you enjoyed so much. I have confetti in my hair. Also, there's a bathroom on the train, and amazingly, I don't need to use it. Sensational self-control. By the way, Carrie is sitting next to a Jonas brother, but even with Google, we can't figure out which one. Seymour. Yeah,
that's so bad.
I tried to make them increasingly more ridiculous to make less people believe, but they got more fun. At one point, we knocked Steve Harvey's mustache off it. That Dan bumped into him.
Is that coming from my computer?
Someone's playing something.
I think it's on your end.
Hold on. Oh, I hit this. I'm sorry.
What is it?
That's something that should have been played through the board, but it wasn't. Oh, now I understand. But anyway, moving on.
But it was a whole bunch of fun to do that every few hours. And then I got a call from Katie who said, wouldn't it be fun if Dan and I were in Times Square with you?
Oh, wow.
And I said, yeah. So we fabricated that. And turned out we were playing Jenga and eating fruitcake at Times Square when the ball dropped.
Multiple levels of lies.
Yeah. It was a wonderful ruse for all the rubes out there.
Well, here's the way I processed it. All right. I didn't think it was that funny. And my
acronym, was hack.
My acronym was NSNFNC. Do you know?
Spell it out again.
NS.
Mm-hmm.
NFNC.
I know the middle two. Not funny.
Right.
I thought it was no F's, like F's.
But also we did speak briefly, I believe, on New Year's Eve. And you admitted that one of your acronyms was wrong.
I forgot my acronym because I added another A in there. I've forgotten this one, too. I forget my acronyms after the last part was not funny, not clever.
Oh, okay, not clever. How about, is it nonsense?
No, it's not something. It's not S, not funny, not clever.
Not sane?
No, I don't remember.
But you are not a fan. That's true.
The second time I've done
not
that,
surprising.
I'm not
surprising. Not surprising.
Oh, no, that could be it.
No.
Not so. No, I bet, but it's not so, not funny, no, not clever.
Not dementia.
It was not dementia. That's me. That's me, everybody. It was so much fun. I'm so glad you had a. Now, let me ask you about your mindset when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing this, and you put about, what, 10 of these out?
I'd say eight or 10, yeah. That's about right.
8 or 10. Do you never get bored with it? Do you ever think that maybe, let's say, you know, you've done it a couple of times and just let it hang there? Or
Here's the thing, is after a while.
How many people do you think bought it right till the end?
You know, I know that there are people in my family that were wondering why my mom was. She said, I went out with Rob today. And they said, no, Rob's in New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I do feel that while it is not sane, not funny, not clever.
I didn't say not sane.
I think that when you start it, if you don't take it to the end and give them at least an update on the train ride back, you're not, you know, you're not really committing to the joke.
Yes.
So you have to follow through.
Did you stay up for the ball drop?
No. I think I was asleep by 10 o'clock.
Mike,
stayed up.
You stayed
Did
up?
You?
Oh, that's great.
Good for you.
Went
Good
to the neighbors, the aforementioned neighbors who we had over for Christmas. They had a family gathering next door, and they were nice enough to invite us, and which was great, is it was next door.
Perfect.
And we used Oscar's Nest Cam that he gave me.
Yeah.
And we watched the little guy from next door.
Nice.
And it only
2 second lag. No big deal.
It dropped out.
He's
one
touching
time
the matches.
Oh, no. I had to go back over and do a software update, which you gotta love those for video
right,
technology.
Right
on the camera or the child?
But it was wonderful, and then we left there probably about 10:15, came over here and watched this, what is probably the worst television night history of television. It's just, it's not funny, it's not clever.
What did you think of Anderson and Andy?
I thought they were a lot worse than I expected.
Right?
Be.
Yeah.
I thought they were
no
bitchy.
No chemistry.
And Andy Cohen.
Oh, my God.
It was just, it's almost like they were hostile to one another.
I was shocked. I sat there and I said, do they know this is as bad as it sounds?
It was terrible. It was just terrible. There was no rhythm between the two guys, and they were, kind of stepping over each other. And then I really think they just hated being cold.
It was
miserable. They hated being out in the elements.
But
out
also
there,
the commonality between that and last year with Kathy Griffin is Anderson Cooper. Maybe he's just not very good at that gig.
He's not. And I think when they try to make these guys that are prompter readers and newsmen have a personality, I think it's kind of forced.
Don Lemon was cool, you know? Though.
Don Lemon is kind of chill, and he's down in New Orleans, and it's not 11 degrees. But if you really want to go with the New Year's Rockin' Eve, where bam, it's on at 11:30.
Yep.
They pop on Mariah Carey.
Oh,
and they put
she ruled.
She made up for last year.
I would not go that
far. No?
I think the bar was low for her because she had the full-fledged meltdown when she bitched about no hot tea, and then she kind of squeaked her way through a couple of those songs. Her instrument, that is a young person's way of singing, all right? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about an older person that can maintain their instrument? How about Celine Dion? That's somebody who can keep her voice because she trains that way.
Right.
Where Mariah, I think, is out there going, you know, I want another bagel. I think it's really something where, you know, and they squeeze her into that gown and she's freezing her ass off. And then, did she sing better than the year before? Well, the year before, don't remember, it was a complete train wreck.
Yeah, she just stopped singing, yeah.
This was not a train wreck, but the train was not as fast as it's been in years past. I didn't think it was that great a performance. I really did. But, you know, it was the whole New Year's Eve thing, it's kind of depressing. I find it the most depressing holiday. I don't like New Year's Eve. I just think it's kind
of I watched the ball come down when I got up the next day because I wanted to make sure that we were in 2018. But I don't feel bad about going to bed early. I feel like it gives you an advantage the next day.
Yeah, I mean, look, you all are probably right. And I think Mike has always said it's amateur hour, but
yeah, amateur night.
I'm there with with my family, and their neighbors had my sister's neighbors. I'm in Orlando. Had this, I guess she said in Florida, it's popular to have an all white party. I don't know if you've heard that.
That's done by the Klan.
Okay,
now I'd stay up for that.
So one of their neighbors lit up their house like they light the White House in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
But these houses are so huge, they light their houses for parties.
Okay,
and I just had it was just massive. So we did a pop into the all white party because I didn't take an all white suit.
Is
with
that
me.
Like the Beverly? By the way, my bitches are back on the Real Housewives.
Yes,
Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Is that like the white party where everybody dresses in white?
Yes,
is that what it is?
You know except who would have fit in good is Steve Harvey,
except for Oscar Santana because he wore his navy suit. He was fine.
Oh, no.
That, yeah.
And was everybody wearing white?
Yeah. But do you think I care? I don't see these people. I rolled rolled out.
They're rich people. They have every color in their closet.
And that's to buy an all white suit for one night in Orlando.
I don't blame you a bit.
For what it's worth, my white suit's at the dry cleaners.
Yeah, I know.
But no, the party was remarkable.
It's got big shoes too.
I'll say this: we had a better time, and my father, my mother, my wife, my niece and nephew, and my brother-in-law and my sister, we had a better time going back for the ball drop, or we had a bunch of confetti cannons that we had bought from the store from the Party City or whatever, and then we celebrated the new year when the ball dropped there.
We had at our neighbor's house a wonderful, they brought their son who I had never met, and the fact is that this guy just had some fascinating stories, and you know, all it takes for me
from
is
NAMM.
No, he was not that old, but he was, he's an interesting guy, and it's like it's the second family member I've met, including a husband, so that's a total of three, and they're just interesting people that have a story, and when I meet people that are slaying the dragon, whether it be New York, Los Angeles, whatever, and somebody's got a story to tell and life that's lived, you realize just how boring these people in Cocoonville really are.
Makes it worse.
How just dull. Thank God we hit a white egg.
Hope I lose that 4 pounds.
Yeah, it's just so incredibly. That's it. Super dullyicious. That's what it is. But overall, the holiday, even the song, it's just depressing.
It is depressing.
It's very.
It is depressing.
We are so sad, and you know, there's just I don't know. I think New Year's Eve is the bastard stepchild to Christmas.
Oh yeah,
it is. I toasted Shannon, I said, "Happy New Year's, baby," and then I whispered in her ear,
"Sexy."
I said, "2018, dual income," and then I gave her a big hug.
That's it. I can't improve on that one. That's for sure. It's an end. It's not a beginning. That's the way I always look at it. Yeah, it's very, very frustrating. But we are planning a great 2018 for TMOS.
Yes.
And we are going to be doing fun stuff. And there will be lots to talk about in the coming weeks. We will be sharing all of that with you. But for now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the very first news you may not need of the year on 2018's Michael Mara Show. We'll be right back.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip, everybody.
Yeah, Quip.
Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but most of us still don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called Quip. It's an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. We love Quip. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush. That's what you would get. It's fantastic, and it also was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist recommended 3-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, let me try that again.
News. 7 days off, guys. Trying to get my act together. Trying to do stuff the right way. Sorry about that. I apologize. Someone posted a list of the top 50 pop culture events that you can look forward to this year. Now, they have been cherry-picked down to 10, and these are interesting. Get ready, because a lot of them happened in early 2018. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Next month, Justin Timberlake will do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. I went to a Super Bowl in that town one time.
Cold, right?
Very cold. Hi, but very friendly people. Everyone's wondering, until I got down here, we got a lot of Minnesotans down
here.
Yeah, some of them say bad words. Everyone's wondering if Janet Jackson will show up, too. Her, you know, nipple from the 2004 halftime show probably won't make another appearance, though.
Send just the nipple?
Just the nipple. Just a picture of the nipple. On February 9th, the 2018 Winter Olympics will kick off in South Korea. I'm a fan of the Winter Olympics. Of course, hanging over this is this weird situation between Cheeto Dip and Kim Jong-un. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Number three, Marvel's newest superhero movie, Black Panther, will hit theaters February 16th. A new season of Roseanne premieres in March. Is anyone excited about
that? Does
that,
even move your meter? I don't care, because I didn't watch Roseanne for the last years it was on television.
Two things. I finally got into Fuller House, which is on Netflix.
Wow, you did have a
show. That's a sad TV.
The second season, damn good in my eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's great.
And there's a movie on a Netflix original movie. It's called Bright. It should have been in theaters.
Yes.
It is damn good.
Yes, I agree.
It's about
Plot
Rob
synopsis,
Ford.
Right. That's it. Rob Ford. Right.
You'll love it.
What is the plot of Bright? What is the
The plot would give too much away and give you headache. But let me say this. Will Smith, the best movie he's made since the last best movie he's made, which has been 5 years ago, probably.
I Am Legend would be the last decent movie.
Okay, I would say I would say this is the best movie he's made since I Am Legend.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'll check it out. They're also doing reboots of Trading Spaces, Queer Eye, and American Idol, all coming back. And original Idol winner Kelly Clarkson is joining The Voice. And she performed also. She performed at the New Year's Eve somewhere. I think I saw her on TV.
Wasn't she on the Fox one, right?
I think she was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
okay.
Kelly.
Hold on. Frozen, the musical. will officially open on Broadway in March.
Was that her voice? That's called The Voice.
Right? Kelly Clarkson.
Then in April,
can I just say something? And I know this is like a whole female movement time, and I'm sorry.
Right.
But my nephew, God bless him, he's 12, right?
Yes.
He's got a little Dioscott in him, though I corrected him.
Good.
Right. He said, "Who is that?" And I said, "That is Kelly Clarkson," right? And he said, "Oh, she must have had a bad few months like Dio Oscar."
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. We're so obsessed with white in America.
Frozen, the musical, will officially open on Broadway in March. Then in April, it'll be joined by a Mean Girls musical and a Harry Potter musical.
All right.
That's exciting, isn't it? Moving right along, we're almost done with this. The movie version of A Wrinkle in Time starring Oprah hits theaters in March. I don't know why that made this list. Maybe Oprah put the list together. It'll be a big spring for the royal family. Kate Middleton is expecting another baby. Then Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are tying the knot in May. That's quick.
That is.
Less than a year with the
engagement. She's probably pregnant.
Okay. Ocean's 8 will hit theaters in June. That is the all-female spinoff of Ocean's 11. I love the franchise. I'll
check
it out.
Trailer looks great.
Yeah, but look what they did to Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You know, but you know what?
The women?
Yeah.
You know what?
This is a cast that I am all in on.
That trailer, mark my words, is solid.
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and Rihanna. I'm all
in. Looks
good. I think it could work. Lady Gaga.
No Chrissy Metz?
What's that?
No Chrissy Metz.
No, Rob, thank you. I'm just trying to get through this. Please. Lady Gaga will start her residency in Vegas in December. She's currently scheduled for at least 74 concerts. Britney Spears just ended her residency this past weekend after 4 years. So keep an eye on Britney, please. Mary Poppins Returns, starring Emily Blunt, will hit theaters Christmas Day. Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, and Dick Van Dyke are also in it. Dick turned 92 this last month. So there you are.
All right.
Yeah, Colin Firth, something he's never said. No, I don't want to do that project.
He's in everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
The Browns, the Cleveland Browns, finished their season winless, 0-16. The only other team in NFL history to finish a season 0-16 was the 2008 Detroit Lions. Remember, Cleveland only won one game last season, and that makes them the only team to lose 31 games in a two-season span. It was bad before that, too. Since November of 2014, the Browns are 4-49. Oh, my God.
Elvis's favorite football team.
Rough.
Oh, that is
Elvis
really,
loved the Browns. He used to mail them plays. The Browns.
Cleveland. The Browns brought in a new GM midseason, but apparently they're sticking with head coach Hugh Jackson, whose record is now 1-31 with the team. Yeah, don't fire him. No need. Six other less bad teams are looking for a new head coach: the Arizona Cardinals, the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, the Indianapolis Colts, the New York Giants, and the Oakland Raiders, all looking for new teams. Jay Gruden, still in the driver's seat.
Well, after a great season, why change?
Well, his brother, John Gruden, might, and I'm like, I don't know if you heard this report yet, but the Raiders are being so aggressive about bringing him in as the head coach and essentially running the team overall that they might give him ownership stake of the team as well.
I think it's a good call for a franchise like that. I think it really, really is. You've got one of the, the Raiders are still a money team. They still really have huge national following.
As a coach or a GM, how can you say no to ownership stake?
Yeah. It's true.
It's weird when you hear a team like the Raiders doing that, and then you have the Cleveland Browns with 1-31 under one coach. It's like, we're not going to do anything. That's right. I've been on that side. It's terrible when your team doesn't make a move. A woman named Mandy Van Houten works as a waitress in Stuttgart, Arkansas. I didn't know they had a Stuttgart.
Really?
It's Stuttgart. You know they probably pronounce it Stuttgart.
Sure.
Stuttgart, Arkansas. Her best friend Leslie Underwood also works there. Last week, their boss gave them each 5 lottery scratchers for Christmas. Great gift to give people for Christmas if you don't want to spend a lot of money. According to Leslie, he said that whatever they won, they'd split as their Christmas bonus. And when Mandy scratched off one of her tickets, she won the grand prize, $300,000.
Oh, my God.
She and Leslie were thrilled, and they agreed they'd cash it in after New Year's Eve. At least Leslie agreed to that plan. Mandy has other ideas, and she went to cash the ticket herself. Now she's not showing up at work and not returning Leslie's calls.
Money changes everything.
Leslie says she's planning on taking legal action if Mandy doesn't give her half the money, but it could be tough since Mandy is the only one who signed the back of the ticket, and there's really no proof of their agreement to slot it. So,
have you ever stopped to think how nervous you would be if you had a huge winning lottery ticket and the amount of time between when you figured out you've won and when you cashed it in? Don't lose it. Mm-hmm. Don't get in a car wreck. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything. I'd be out of mind. Yeah.
I'm
right? No!
Yeah. And then it goes into the gutter, and you reach down to get it, and there's the It Clown. That would be scary. Lake Superior State University in Northern Michigan puts out a list at the beginning of each year of words and phrases they wish people would stop using. Lake Superior State.
Great university.
The fighting sludge. I don't know what they're
great for people that didn't make it into VCU.
Lake sludge.
This is the 43rd year they've done it, so it's been around a while. Here are the five most annoying words and phrases they say we should leave behind in 2017. Number one, unpack. It means you want to analyze a complex topic.
Oh, I hate
topic
unpack. Everyone says, let's unpack that. F*** you.
Hey!
excuse me. Oh, we're not allowed to say that. So.
Number two, tons. They say it's overused, and they wish people would say lots. So, hey, it's tons of fun. It's I love that show. I've seen it tons of times.
Let's unpack tons of things.
Number three is nothing burger. They basically think it's just a stupid, unnecessary word. I think it's a nothing burger. Number four, fake news. They don't like that people use it for any story they disagree with now. Fake news.
Right.
I agree with that. That's good. Number five, gig economy. Which describes the trend of people working odd jobs instead of having a normal 9 to 5. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's gig like an Uber, Lyft, if any of those you're going to use.
That's the gig economy.
Yeah, okay, care.com.
And now a little something. A Florida police department took to Facebook with some advice for aspiring Ferrari thieves after a man who did a poor job of hiding his crime was arrested. Yes, welcome to 2018 and another story from my home state. The Gainesville Police Department posted photos to Facebook showing the $250,000 Ferrari California T, that's an older one, I believe, that was spotted by an officer riding in a Gainesville County Drug Task Force vehicle. The officer became suspicious because the Ferrari was traveling at a slow speed on the highway while the driver conversed with the driver of a red Corvette. The officer also saw a window sticker that was still on the Ferrari.
Of course he did.
The officer ran the Ferrari's plates, discovered it was stolen. The driver, Hilburn J. Brendan Hunkins. He's 26. He's from Kissimmee. Right near where you were, Oscar.
Yeah, then in Orlando.
It's a lovely part of the state.
He told officers the car belonged to a friend. There you go. But he was unable to give the friend's information or full name. Hunkins was arrested on a grand theft charge. Police offered their thoughts on the theft of the Ferrari in a Facebook post. It's heading pro tip. One, don't steal stuff. It's just not nice. Two, certainly don't steal a $250,000 2017 Ferrari California. 2A, especially when the window sticker is still on it, so it was a new car, not an old one. Number three, if you are going to steal a $250,000 Ferrari with the window sticker still on it, don't drive next to a Gainesville Attalua County Drug Task Force vehicle with a license plate reader. Number four, the 18 mpg is incorrect. We were only able to get 10 miles per gallon out of it when we drove it to the station. And number five, number four is a joke. We had it safely towed to the rightful owner. When asked for a comment, Hilburn J. Benson Hunkin said, whatever. There you go. We'll take a break. And come back. They say that a lot down here.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Happy New Year. It's time for a new look, a new frame of mind, new challenges. It's time for a new you.
Yeah.
Have you made a resolution for 2018? How about this? Make a resolution not to suck. Don't suck like the people who don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck the worst of all, blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave us feeling, at the very least, comedically drained. Am I right, ladies?
Hey, ladies.
Resolve to sign up for the TMOS bonus show right
now.
The best time.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it will leave you feeling warm inside, even in the depths of winter. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Don't be a parasite. That should be your motto of 2018,
no,
ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the audio vault for Jan 2, the second day of the year. Ooh!
Mike, new year, and I didn't feel that it was right to start the new year without a message from someone that I think has a lot to say,
okay,
and a lot of common sense. Lindsay Lohan went, ooh, on Instagram, yeah, and she's not using the British accent anymore.
No?
But it's something weird. Well, here's what Lindsay has to say.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan. Happy New Year 2018. God bless.
Now, I'll start it again, but I want to get... I think she did this in the corner of a party. Because it sounds like she says, well, I've got to find a quiet place
she
to
do
this.
She still sounds like
it's
a boozy
semi-somber.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's go back to Lindsay.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan. Happy New Year 2018. God bless everyone in the world. I only have 60 seconds, I think, to kind of get a little bit of a message out. I'm really grateful for everything that's happened in my life. Everyone makes mistakes, but, you know, we have to live and learn. And I'm really looking forward to the next 2018.
I'm looking forward.
That's a loaded. She's loaded.
I'm
she
looking forward loaded to the next 2018.
Why did she say she had 60 seconds?
I guess because after that there's going to be like a bass drop. I don't know. She's obviously at a party.
All right. Do you hear? I mean, am I correct in hearing some?
Oh,
slurs?
She's fried. She's absolutely gone. But
tomorrow I will discuss my fake drunken texts that I love doing.
Oh, cool.
There's a strategy to it. There's a method, and I'll explain how you'd like to alarm all of your friends by putting that up there. And Rob, do they go nuts when they think one of us is inebriated?
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Absolutely love it.
Sad
that
for them. None of us drink.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
I think it was zero booze that night.
Zero?
Christmas Day was Christmas Day was my drinking day.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Neil Diamond, we did not discuss his instrument. We discussed that Celine Dion's instrument is good. We said that Mariah Carey's is sort of, not as good as it used to be. Neil Diamond barely trying anymore. This is on Fox.
All right, we're coming up to the
New
final choruses. Take a deep breath, and we're going to do it all together. Are you ready? Here we go. Come on now. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good.
Come on. All right, pause it. Look, Mariah, Neil, okay, it's going to be 4 degrees
right
where you're performing. I mean, look, you are performing for 15 minutes. No, I'm sorry, 4 minutes.
If that, do something.
Either refrain from, touching other people. Are they all ill?
I don't know, but it was great on Fox. I don't know if you watch it. Is after they dropped the ball, they closed Neil's box.
The
Colonel stroke Colbert, of midnight.
I can relate to this. Colonel Colburn told me when he was doing the inaugural with Beyonce.
Right.
That they have the band members in the cold weather is nightmarish for outdoor performance.
Oh, yeah.
Musical instruments do
brass,
not respond well.
And the brass is actually
cold.
Yeah, cold's the cold.
But I'm sorry, if you're playing to a track or you're getting something and it's your vocal, both Mariah and It's just you get yourself ready for it. Sweet. You know what I mean? You're just a
Carol.
Come on.
Come on. The guy who is it, Macklemore that performed also? I think it was Macklemore, right? I think, am I right about that?
I did not see Macklemore. I only caught bits and pieces.
Was it Macklemore that did Imagine? Somebody sang Imagine.
I didn't see that performance, Mike. I'm sorry, but I'll confirm.
I got the wrong. Now I have that wonderful naked feeling of
what
no
about what about Little Weezy?
Also Little great. Weezy. Also great.
I didn't get to see
or
Little
Young
Weezy.
Jeezy.
I tell you who had a great New Year's is the Polish sailor who said he wanted to sail solo on the coast of Africa, and he did not make it. He was lost at sea for 7 months.
Oh, wow.
He was a Polish sailor. They found him. He survived along with his cat.
He is so Polish.
He survived by portioning out ramen noodles and occasionally catching a fish. But listen to him. He's so happy to be home.
I feel more better because yesterday, first time you, after 7 months, eat bread.
He ate bread.
I'm happy I'm in land. I eat one packet of Chinese soup. I put half. One pieces one day, another pieces another day. And same time fishing. It's because I have provision only for 1 month.
That's right. He only had provisions for a month. So what he did is he had one packet of Chinese soup. And he's alive and he lived to tell about it.
Wow.
So that's the way that's what they call ramen noodles in Poland. Chinese soup.
Exactly.
It was Macklemore. It was Macklemore.
It was I would have had a real problem with not knowing that. Mm-hmm. But he was so composed and calm, and I thought he gave a great performance. Mariah Carey looks like she's a wreck on stage.
I wonder why Macklemore was calm.
Okay.
Let's close with this. Oscar, you must be pleased. Yes. The Bachelor is back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Bachelor Ari. And he was talking to Amber, not Amba, but Amber, about what she does for a living. She does spray on tans, which I think is terrific. And this is a wonderful icebreaker.
Only the best.
From last night's Bachelor. I think you're it, Mike. It's sensational. And I want you to listen to the way she breaks the ice when Amber talks to Ari.
I own a spray tan company.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you can imagine in my line of work, I see a lot of
okay.
And I'm just hoping that you're not one.
Let's hope not.
There's nothing like a good icebreaker talking about all the you've seen in your life. I mean, what could be better than that?
Can you stop it for a second? Because I gotta get through
it's over.
Are they bleeping out
the
like,
D word?
The D word. Yeah. Yeah, she's seen a lot of them. Yeah,
somebody's not one.
Yeah, but I hope you're not one.
Waka waka waka.
You know what that was? That was terrific.
I'm really kind of a horn doggy. That kind of. Can you play that again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I own a spray tan company.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you can imagine in my line of work, I see a lot of.
Okay.
And I'm just hoping that you're not one.
Let's hope not.
Is she
like
hot?
A good icebreaker talking about all the you've seen in your life. I mean, what could be better than that?
And then she said,
"Come down for my dinner."
That's your magic audio vault. Happy New Year, everybody.
That caught me by surprise.
She's seen a lot of them.
First of 2018, Moose Soup.
That's a good carryover. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. I didn't know the Moose Soup lady did spray tans.
No, she does. You don't want to know what she sprays.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's. We had it today. We might have to carry it over to next week. Because we didn't have a lot of the mailbag, but maybe we'll roll these that you sent, right?
What we'll do is we'll put them in the hopper.
Okay. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.